Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
As a member of the State Assembly, I proposed legislation to eliminate congestion pricing. And now, as a member of Congress, working with Congressman Josh Gottheimer of New Jersey, we're proposing legislation that would basically say if the MTA moves forward with congestion pricing, then they will no longer receive federal dollars. And New York and New Jersey commuters who are hit with the congestion pricing tax will be able to get a federal tax credit as a result.
So how exactly would that legislation work? What mechanism would be in place to hold that money back from the MTA?
Well, this has happened in the past. Congressman Molinari from Staten Island had introduced similar legislation with respect to tolling on the Verrazano's Bridge, which is, you know, to basically force New York State to act. This is nothing more than a money grab. And if they want to move forward with congestion pricing and take more money out of the hard, out of the pockets of hardworking taxpayers, especially in the suburbs, then it's clear they don't need federal dollars.
We've seen Congressman Gottheimer talk a lot about this bill in past years, and it hasn't really gone anywhere. But as you know, things have changed in Washington. Republicans now in charge in the House. Do you see this going differently now?
Well, first of all, I think obviously the House Republican majority has made it very clear that they are looking to rein in spending. So I don't think there'll be too much opposition if $2 billion worth of support for the MTA is taken off the table if they refuse to act on congestion pricing. So I don't see, frankly, much opposition within my conference on that, number one. Number two, the reality here is this. Yes, it may be local to New York, but if it's implemented in New York, it won't be far behind that. It'll be implemented in cities all across America. So I'm sure many of my colleagues would oppose this effort and would join us in holding New York accountable for pursuing it.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.